This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out, and all I can say is better late than never. That was Elaine Silver, and she was singing her song Standing in the Possibility, as we all are, waiting for the new 2012 energies to come, and I think that they're on their way. My guest tonight is Mark Dodich, the famed astrologer who is here to talk about the summer solstice T-square. And perhaps, Mark, you could shed a light on what's going on with the solar flares. How are you?
Very good, very good. While we were waiting, I went on to the space weather website to see if there was a solar flare issue, and this morning there was a solar flare that went off. However, it didn't actually come in the direction of the Earth, so I'm not sure that would explain some of our little technical difficulties we just experienced.
Well, we are coming into the fall equinox, and I certainly want to hear everything you have to say about the summer's T-square and the results at the fall equinox.
Sure. Where shall we start? T-square?
I think we should start June 21st and work our way forward.
Well, you know, it was a I've noticed that it was an especially difficult summer for many of my clients. I went through clients who suicide, attempted suicide, deaths, and it just wasn't what you would call a fun summer if you just look at it on a superficial level. And of course, the T-square is a planetary pattern. If we were to draw a line between the dots like we did when we were kids, there would be a pattern that looked like a capital letter T. And it is, I don't want to throw a lot of terms at the listeners, but we call it a cardinal. Cardinal means action.
And the most powerful, the strongest.
And the most powerful because it's the most pushy. But it started in Aries, which is pioneer a new path on the good level, and the bad level could have brought up people's anger or resentment issues.
Of course, on the East Coast, we've had no rain, and that means that we're not going to have crops. And I understand that's happening in Russia. I understand it's happening over in Pakistan as well as Europe, Germany, and England. So that's going to be a problem as we go ahead in these next few months also.
Well, and to add to that, of course, Aries is a fire sign, a fire element, we call it. And, of course, Russia had massive fires this past summer. So, and that was just, these planets moved into the very beginning. There's 30 degrees in the sign, and Uranus only went up to 1 degree this summer. So all of that's going to come back next spring.
Right. Right, as we go into these spring months. But nonetheless, we're supposed to be seeing some results now. And of course, my whole thing was I just kind of squirreled myself away and did some writing in August. But the drought and the no crops, and as you said, people dying, people changing or losing jobs, people worried about delivery and pregnancy also was a problem, Mark.
Interesting, yeah. I saw it mostly on people choosing to let things go, ranging everywhere from bankruptcies to people dying on people. And, of course, you know, the nice way to talk about that would be is, in my opinion, this is about a paradigm shift that's happening on planet Earth. And to move into new energies, you have to release that which is of the past and no longer works.
You know, on the spiritual level, it's happening to me. I was explaining to you before that we're going into a new healing system, and you know what that's going to do for me. That's going to change all of my readings, and it's going to change all of my relationships with people. And at this point, I feel like I have a new job, Mark. I feel like what I'm doing is so brand new. It's from the book, Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension, and working with the Holy Mother Amma, who gave us, Bonnie and I, the blessing to start this healing work. And this seems to be letting everything else go just to do this.
And I'd say that you're ahead of the curve because we have Chiron, who was the wounded healer, starting to move into Pisces, the sign of spirituality. And next year we'll have Neptune, the planet of spirituality, moving into Pisces. And all of the spiritual healing modalities is really going to take off next year. So you're kind of a shall we call it the way shower that's going to take us into all of that next year?
You know, it's funny. I had a meditation, and Spirit said to me that I was 3 years ahead of time. But we did a workshop this last weekend, and one lady from Belgium came and looked me right in the eye, and she said, Well, Eric Pearl is out and you're in, and all you have to do is figure out how to do it. So, Mark, I'm going to mail to you on Monday a ball of string so that you can hang on to it when I levitate. I don't want to go off the funny yet.
Okay.
Tell us more about
bungee cord, and we'll have some fun with it.
There you go. Tell us more about what's going on in this T square.
Well, the T square actually started back in the fall of 2008 with the initial push towards it, and then we saw things happening in the economy and with the real estate market and things on Wall Street was all kind of the beginning of the, shall we say, the breaking apart of systems that have become crystallized and no longer are able to grow where humanity needs to evolve. And then over on, so that was one point. Think of that as the vertical leg of the T. And then we talked about Aries, which was one part of the top of a capital letter T. And on the other side of Aries is Libra. And of course, we're coming into Libra with fall equinox now at this point, plus the planet Saturn. Saturn rules patience, boundaries, discipline, restructuring our life, is moving into the sign balance of Libra. And I would say that the first and easiest place to see that would be in our relationships. Who belongs in our life and who doesn't, or who needs boundaries put upon them in our relationships. And I don't care whether we're talking about people's love life, their lack of love life, whether we're talking about family relationships or business relationships. I mean, it always starts with our relationship with ourself. But
I had a huge test with Bonnie, and you know, we both came through it, but it was very difficult. And I had that test this summer, and I knew it was T-square, seeing if we really going to make it, because you know, you both have to have a very special relationship with each other as you join together to heal others. And you know what, we've got it. This summer proved it.
Well, and you know, when you choose to step into the next level of service, the universe always throws your issues at you to look at, because we want to do this work at the highest and most clean level we can, and all those little hidden things that we thought we were done with that we shoved off in some psychological closet come out for us to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good thing, because to step into higher service, we need to be as clean in terms of our integrity and our spiritual vibration as we possibly can be.
Well, in my meditations, I have been feeling that more healing is on the way and that people are really going to start to lose it. I guess that is because of the financial changes that we must go through in the next 18 months, starting with October, November. I feel we're going to lose value with our dollar again, and I feel the market's going to go down below 8,000, and I think it's going to be a difficult Christmas. I really do.
Well, certainly we are getting ready to head into something between October 8th and November 18th. The planet Venus, which rules love and money, is going to give the illusion of going backwards, what we call retrograde motion. And, you know, most people are familiar with the Mercury retrograde cycle because that happens three times a year and it screws up our car and our computer and everything else. But Venus only does this every 18 months. And when Venus goes backwards, Venus rules love and money, basically. And it's going to be retrograde in the sign Scorpio, and Scorpio takes us down into that shadow place that says, what is really going on this core, deeper, very vulnerable level? And so all of us are going to be going into the depths of our emotion and having to face our shadow self. And some people will be dealing with that with their finances, and others will be dealing with it in relationships, and others will be dealing it with perhaps people in their life choosing to leave the planet or move to Tucson or something.
Well, I know that families are going through it. I know, for example, that, you know, if the male partner gets a promotion, the female partner may not want to go. I've had several people that are thinking about going over to Europe, and I'm encouraging them to do that. And then it can be, you know, that one of the parents comes down with Alzheimer's and you have to start taking care of your parents. But whatever it is, it's certainly a change in your living situation, a change in your way of living. Wouldn't you agree?
I would totally agree, and where it's really coming from is we're all being forced to revision our value system to say, where do I want to put my energy, and where have I been spinning my wheels?
Well, you talked about love, and I know that I have a friend that I used to know. His name is Perry Como, and he's got a little message about the stars tonight. Let's listen.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night. In daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Too many nights.
Too many nights.
Too many stars.
There's too many stars out there. Uranus and Neptune are doing their thing.
Right, what a great song. I love that.
Oh, I'm glad. I know it does go back, but it's in our era. So what's going on worldwide with all of these changes? I'm seeing China strengthening their money, and I think there's going to be some other nations that are going to come forward. What do you think?
Well, certainly China is... of course, we see the strengthening of their money, or the conversation surrounding how they're valuing their dollar. But I think the other part we're going to see, we actually started seeing some time ago when there's a group of people in China called the Uyghurs. And they are kind of like the, think of like the Tibetans without as good of a press release. In other words, they're a big major indigenous group within China, but they're not, nobody knows even how to spell Uyghur, okay? And if you remember, last year when the Chinese premier came to the U.S., he had to go back because there was an uprising amongst the people there. Well, this is classically an energy of revolution, and whether it's a revolution within the Chinese people in terms of, you know, they've got more disposable income, they've got more money, or whether it's some of these groups that have been, shall we call it, short-sheeted in China.
Yeah, that's
are
true.
Beginning
there's
to
a lot
rise
of them
up
that and, happen.
Yeah, and so we, in our newspapers or on our media, hear all the economic news and all that, but you really have to dig deep to find out that there's actually some dissent and some problems that... very well could flare up, particularly when we get the next summer and Uranus moves back into Aries.
You know, my son lives in China, and we were talking last night, and he said that the medical system is a disaster, and what he hates the most is that they have no regulation on any of their waste, and that affects a great part of China. I had seen some kind of a flu breakout or something that was going to be coming. Anyway, we are going to pick this up right after our next commercial.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. This is Bonnie McDade, co-host of Let's Find Out. Next week, I'll be talking to Cynthia Barnard. Cynthia is a shaman healer, an author, teacher, lecturer, and screenplay writer. She's also the mother of 4 children, 2 boys and 2 girls. She's been studying the mind-body connection for nearly 25 years, and her journey has allowed her the unique opportunity to visit and study in many mystical and sacred sites around the globe. This has helped shape both her healing practice and her perspective on life. Her magic wand healing practice is nationally acclaimed with clients across the United States and Europe. So visit Cynthia's website at www.shamanmother.com and tune in Sunday night, September 26th, and let's find out.
Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The 3 spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the 4th dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says, if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension, how to access the fifth dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. The BCMA does this by providing holistic health care and metaphysical programs, by keeping people informed about issues that affect the health and welfare of the community, and by generating lectures and events to support the local Bucks County charities. We're beginning our fourth year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming lectures and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful charities. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of every month at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township in PA. For a list of our charities, please visit our website, www.thebcma.net.
Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out, was born with the gift of knowledge and the gift of healing. Over the years, she has studied with the best teachers to perfect her gifts. Elizabeth believes that knowledge is the key to the soul and has created an informative and teaching website. For more than 30 years, she has assisted clients worldwide in reaching their highest potential and opening up their psychic gifts. Visions of reality can literally create your future from within. The website at www.new-visions.com has more than a million visitors since 2005. Elizabeth teaches developing intuitive awareness, as well as counseling people with her psychic awareness and her informative articles on metaphysics. She removes blocks, talks to the other side, performs regressions, clears ghosts from haunted spaces, and guides you with your finances, love life, relationships, family sharing, and guiding your children, empowering you to move forward and create a life of balance, success, and pleasure. Visit www.new-visions.com to see what you can find out.
You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm back, and I'm with my guest, Mark Dodich, the famed astrologer, and we are talking about, right now, I think we're talking about the fall equinox and its effect after the summer T-square. So, Mark, tell us more about what's going on in the world and how you see this energy affecting our country and world leadership.
Well, I think right now the way I will say it is, of course, I'll give you the astrological explanation. We had a teaser with this T-square this summer, and now the planet Jupiter, which rules our philosophy and our belief system, and the planet Uranus, which rules freedom, innovative new ways of thinking, both of these have moved backwards into Pisces for our next 3 months. So we cast a chart for the equinox, and that represents what's up for the next 3 months. So on one level, many of us are just going to go back and lick our wounds from where we went into stressful places over the summer. On another level, we're going to go back and revision, are we on track with what we need to be doing or not? And, you know, so just as a, I don't know what would be a good example, a Pakistan, I guess. Maybe that's getting...
Yeah, they've had all the flooding, plus they're having other problems. There won't
right.
be any crops from them this year.
Yeah, so obviously there have been some issues there that have affected their life, their finances, everything. And with this energy for them, they're revisioning, without getting all astrological, it's in what we call their 11th house, which is how do we create win-win situations for the good of everybody? How do we take care of the larger collective? I do have some concerns for Pakistan because this winter solstice, and I know it's not too soon to talk about this, is we're going to start the first of the eclipses as they start to move into the signs Gemini and Sagittarius, which has not been around for the last 9 years, and it lands right on their planets Mars and Uranus, which are like warrior-type planets.
Mm-hmm. And, or a lot of action. It can also mean that there's lots of action, lots of changes real fast.
Absolutely. That's very true. And yet, also, when you look at a country that's had volatility issues to begin with, that's not a good sign, okay? The good level is, oh, we're going to take fast action to fix these problems. The other level is people who don't like the way they're going to do it are going to use what I call the use a sledgehammer to put a square peg into a round hole kind of a story.
Or the other thing is that they think they're going to do it quickly, and it isn't so quick. It takes longer than planned.
And what happens, though, is when people try to force things to happen, things break.
Right.
And so I definitely have some concerns for what's going on in the charts of Pakistan this point.
We have a caller, Mark. Would you like to take a caller? Her name is Oksana. She's from California, and she has a question for you.
Sure.
Hello, hi. Oksana.
Hello, I'm sorry. Actually, I had a question for Joyce, and I...
Elizabeth.
Yes, Elizabeth Joyce, I'm sorry.
We're taking astrology questions tonight.
Okay, that's what was my question, and I didn't know what was the subject, but thank you. It's not an astrology question, it was a healing question.
Okay.
Can I still ask?
So you can go to my website and contact me that way, and I'd be happy to work with you.
Okay.
Mark,
yes.
I also feel that there could be a problem with Iran and their threats, and also China. China had an awful lot of flooding. What do you see for Iran and China?
Let me start with China first.
Okay.
Just because, that's up in the top of my brain here, okay? The story on China is that they're a Libra country. In other words, at their October 1st, 1949 revolution, that means their sun was in Libra, okay? So what that means is the planet Saturn, which is rules, restrictions, boundaries, is sitting on their core life force and is soon to be sitting on their communications, their vision, their illusions. So something is being restructured in a big way in terms of China, okay?
Well, I think China's going to come ahead of everybody with the financial control. I think they're going to make some changes and pull ahead. That's what they want to do. They were second. Are they second with India? Is that the other country that they're second with?
No, it would be us. It would be the United States. India.
Oh, I meant other than us, other than the United States. I thought they were behind us with another country. I thought it was India, but maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, I think that their money system is going to change. And their Libra, so that's the 11th house, that's groups, and that's love received. So if they go to other countries and, for example, if they went over and to the Middle East and started negotiating for cheaper oil prices or took some power that way, they would get full cooperation because of the 11th house issue, don't you think?
Well, yeah, and of course they've already been making deals all around the world with Nigeria and what have you to do the oil thing. So they've already well got their hands in that pie.
Do you think this is basically a struggle for leadership? Do you think that this is a setup? Of course, they're now already talking about the elections here in 2012. Do you think that it's a struggle for leadership, like over the next 2 or 3 years?
I think we're a little further out on that. When we get into about 2014, 2015, that's some pretty major stuff going on in the parts of China's chart that would have to do with leadership.
China
right
said
now,
they were going to take us over in 2015. they did say that. There was an article about it that I read.
Take us over, you mean in terms of economics?
Right.
Yeah. Well, the part of the chart that leads, rules the leader of the country is, we call it the midheaven, the top of the chart, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the planet Saturn will get up there, is still, you know, 4 to 5 years away. So they've got a long ways to go before, that happens.
Well, do you think things are going to stay status quo for now, Mark? With
for
all of
China?
This action, and do you think that this is just things like food and maybe some kind of economic upset, but you think things are going to pretty much stay status quo?
Well, my concern is that it's going to appear to be status quo, but my thinking is with this Saturn on their chart, that they're very much likely to get more restrictive with those who are, shall we, to use Libra words, to bring world into balance kind of a thing, or their world into balance.
Well, they could get restrictive with us if they're buying back our dollar, and that could be part of why our dollar falls.
Well, but also restrictions within their own people, because they have plenty of internal uprisings going on.
Oh, I see.
Right in their own country. It's just they're very good at controlling the media, as you saw with the whole Google thing pulling out of China.
Well, Mark, I'd like you to give your website, and we're going to take a break after that, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about your relocation ideas and also the coming winter months. So what is your website?
Website is www.astromark.us, astromark.us.
Okay, and my website is www.new-visions.com. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're ready for a break.
Have you ever gone into your local health food store looking for something that didn't exist? Blossom Spring Natural Health Solutions was born out of such a need. As a master herbalist and board-certified holistic health practitioner, I've created a line of herbal remedies and beauty products that have been overlooked by other companies. All-purpose Blossom Salve is the herbal answer for wound care. Use it on minor cuts, burns, abrasions, bug bites, and bee stings to kill germs, ease pain, and promote the reproduction of healthy new skin cells, all without introducing harsh chemicals or petroleum products into the wound. Use in a jar's an all-natural herbal facial complex designed to promote a healthy, youthful complexion by reducing fine lines and age spots while increasing elasticity and refining pores. Everything you want for your face in one product. Blossom Spring products are created with all natural and organic ingredients to promote health without destroying valuable flora. Just the way it was when time began, just as nature intended it to be. Blossom Spring is a registered trademark. The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. The BCMA does this by providing holistic health care and metaphysical programs, by keeping people informed about issues that affect the health and welfare of the community, and by generating lectures and events to support the local Bucks County charities. We're beginning our fourth year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming lectures and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful charities. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of every month at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township in PA. For a list of our charities, please visit our website, www.thebcma.net.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Bonnie McDade and I are looking for guests for our show throughout the fall and winter months. Let's Find Out is on VBSRadio.com at 9 p.m. Eastern, Sunday evenings. It's a live internet radio show with several worldwide affiliates that we co-host, and we discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus name email list every week to promote our guests. this is a great way to advertise yourself and your business. So if you have an interest, send us an email or get in touch with bbsradio.com, and we'd be happy to have you on. Thank you.
This is Bonnie McDade, co-host of Let's Find Out. Next week, I'll be talking to Cynthia Barnard. Cynthia is a shaman healer, an author, teacher, lecturer, and screenplay writer. She's also the mother of four children, two boys and two girls. She's been studying the mind-body connection for nearly 25 years, and her journey has allowed her the unique opportunity to visit and study in many mystical and sacred sites around the globe. This has helped shape both her healing practice and her perspective on life. Her magic wand healing practice is nationally acclaimed with clients across the United States and Europe. So visit Cynthia's website at www.shamanmother.com and tune in Sunday night, September 26th, and let's find out. You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. And now it's time for the Metaphysical Book Corner. This week, the book that we are recommending everybody to read is the book Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness by Stephen Lewis and Eric Slauson. In regard to Stephen Lewis and the AIM program, he believes that everything is energy and that everything is possible, as said by Albert Einstein. Everyone has a frequency, and if these frequencies are out of balance with our natural harmony, then they can be identified and removed. I have seen wonderful results with the AIM program. I have been in the AIM program for more than 10 years, and I could not exist without it. This is a giant step into the inevitable future where each of us is in our own totality, and we become enlightened healers, vibrating to a higher frequency with the oneness of the divine. I have found that in my higher self, I can exist and co-create, and so can you. More than half a century after Einstein described the energetic unity of the world in his famous equation, E equals mc squared, we finally begin to understand the spiritual and mystical implications of his discovery. Sanctuary, the Path to Consciousness, is about a miraculous possibility that emerges when we see the universe as a matrix of frozen light, the spiritual manifestation of our unitive consciousness. This is a book that is a must in everyone's metaphysical library. Sanctuary, a novel by Stephen Lewis and Eric Slauson. Except it isn't really a novel. It shows you how the system works, and you can come into the AIM program anytime you're ready. Get the book and let's find out.
Count every rose, every firefly.
For that's how many times I miss you.
Heaven knows I miss you.
And there we are again, counting all the stars in the sky and looking at the astrology with the famed astrologer Mark Deutsch. This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out, and welcome back. Mark, tell us what's coming up at the equinox going into the winter months. I know you started to.
Well, the number one is I thought that many people would be pulling back and licking their wounds, as I said earlier. But on another level, it's we got a teaser this summer with the T-square that started, and that's going to come back next spring. So right now we says, okay, we got a teaser about where we would maybe would like our life to go, or at the very least, a lot of people are taking it from the other perspective of what I'm not willing to do anymore. Okay, they don't always have a clear direction of what's forward. And so this fall is really going to bring up a lot of revisioning energy.
And maybe they're going to set boundaries? That's good.
Yeah, I think that boundary setting will be a part of it, but right now it's going to be a little floaty, drifty because of all this Pisces energy that's going to be in the autumn equinox chart. So yes is the answer to that, but I think first we're going to revision, what's working for us and what's not, and although we may not necessarily know what this new path is going to be come next spring, we've at least gotten a subtle teaser over the summer to help break up patterns. So
I don't know why, but to me, Aries has to do with real estate. Maybe I'm wrong. And new beginnings. And I felt the real estate market might have a change. What do you think about that?
Well, I actually thought that this summer it would start to improve. So I was wrong on that one, it seems. I thought that Saturn moving into Libra would start to bring things back into balance. And by no means did I think it was going to get fixed, but didn't happen, okay? But
well, Jupiter moves into Aries in the spring, along with a few other things that move into Uranus, too. So it could be positive.
Well, you know, the other thing that could happen, and I saw a little teaser of that this summer, is many of us have been putting off major expenses, like I'm dealing with a bathroom repair kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And when we put those things off, eventually those things break, and then there's this rush, you know, Aries and then Uranus and Aries is this rush that, oh, my God, I've got to deal with this right now. And so whether it's the real estate market or whether it's people doing some sort of home remodel or repair that they've been putting off too long, it's going
to
be like,
oh,
my gosh, I've got
to
get this done.
We're putting in new street trees because we lost our street trees with the droughts and everything. So we're doing that, and that's home improvement.
Yes, yes.
And so it has to do with property, I think. I think it also has to do with the rates, the interest rates. And they may go up a little bit. Do you think so?
I definitely think that they'll start to go up, but not a lot. But they'll start to show signs, that they will. And particularly when Jupiter moves into Aries. And then next summer, I know this is stretching out, but Jupiter will move into Taurus. And I would think that that would be very good for the real estate market starting to make its comeback.
Recovery. Yes, trying to recover. Well, what's up with the people? What can we tell the people about their T-square and their equinox experience? I would guess that I could suggest that, well, you've been through a tough time. It's not over yet, but the worst is over. Do you think that, Mark?
I generally think that the people who have been paying attention to their issues and being honest with themselves, that the worst is over. I am seeing some people who have tried to do the ostrich routine as I'll just hide my head in the ground and hope it blows over. I think they've still got some trouble yet ahead of them.
Well, I don't think T-squares can blow over. They can be an SVD, my favorite expression for silent but deadly,
yep.
But they really can't blow over. You're going to meet it. If you put it off, then the next time it comes around, which won't be a week or two, it'll come back at you, don't you think?
I kind of look at it like surfing. You can either ride this wave to where it's going and have a good time doing it, or the waves can be crashing over you and to get you where you're going.
Well, we're going into 2011, and, of course, that's bringing us closer and closer to this famous 2012 day. What do you think over the next 3 months as we prepare for the new year people could start setting conditions about or doing their resolutions about? What do you think would be a good thing to say to them?
Well, number one, if people are piling their life higher and deeper, shall we say, with more stuff, this is going to be problematic. Number one, Libra, which is, of course, the equinox and also Saturn moving into Libra as part of this T-square, rules the kidneys and the adrenals. These planets moving backwards into Pisces rules our dream therapy, our sleep patterns. And so the people who have been overtaxing their bodies with trying to do one more thing, they're going to need to stop and catch their breath on an energetic level because, you know, this opens up the immune system.
I've been telling people to really start to meditate, especially to work their chakras. And if you come to the BBS Radio website and come to Let's Find Out, below our information, we have a little store, and we have a fabulous chakra meditation tape that you might want to start working with. And, Mark, I think that working the chakras and meditating at least 3 times a week is going to really help keep you on track.
Right, and whatever people do to find that inner place, and meditation is great, but going to the gym to exercise is a good way, too. You know, the physical expression.
I know that you give all kinds of lectures. What are you talking about this fall that would be important for us to hear?
Well, the big thing I am talking about this fall is, number one, is this review of our values and willingness to go into the shadow place to heal old hurts, old wounds, things that we don't want to carry into the next cycle with us, and to be willing to be vulnerable about how we do that, as opposed to trying to play it safe with security games or things like that. Because I'm telling people that if they're exhausted, or they just feel like they're the too many straws on the camel's back kind of a story, they're going to have to start making some choices. And, you know, not making a choice is also a choice, of course. But my concern is people carrying too much of a, particularly an emotional load. You know, we take things on in the physical world, but that affects us on the emotions.
And we forget the emotions. We forget it a lot. And I know some people think about, well, I really should apologize to her, or I really made a mistake over there. But they hesitate to do it because nobody wants to be wrong. And I think the easiest thing to do is to go up and say, you know, I may have hurt you with that sentence, or I may have hurt you with that action. I'm really sorry. And just say it. Period.
Yeah,
and
say
just
it and move on.
I forgive you and I forgive me.
Yeah.
And move on.
That would be perfect.
We're going to want to have your website again, please.
So www.astromark.us.
And mine is www.new-visions.com. And we're moving into our commercial, and we'll be right back.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition.
Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The 3 spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the 4th dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says, if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
This is Bonnie McDade, co-host of Let's Find Out. Next week, I'll be talking to Cynthia Barnard. Cynthia is a shaman healer, an author, teacher, lecturer, and screenplay writer. She's also the mother of 4 children. 2 boys and 2 girls. She's been studying the mind-body connection for nearly 25 years, and her journey has allowed her the unique opportunity to visit and study in many mystical and sacred sites around the globe. This has helped shape both her healing practice and her perspective on life. Her magic wand healing practice is nationally acclaimed with clients across the United States and Europe. So visit Cynthia's website at www.shamanmother.com and tune in Sunday night, September 26th, and let's find out. The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. The BCMA does this by providing holistic health care and metaphysical programs, by keeping people informed about issues that affect the health and welfare of the community, and by generating lectures and events to support the local Bucks County charities. We're beginning our fourth year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming lectures and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful charities. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of every month at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township in PA. For a list of our charities, please visit our website, www.thebcma.net.
Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out, was born with the gift of knowledge and the gift of healing. Over the years, she has studied with the best teachers to perfect her gifts. Elizabeth believes that knowledge is the key to the soul and has created an informative and teaching website. For more than 30 years, she has assisted clients worldwide in reaching their highest potential and opening up their psychic gifts. Visions of reality can literally create your future from within. The website at www.new-visions.com has more than 1 million visitors since 2005. Elizabeth teaches developing intuitive awareness, as well as counseling people with her psychic awareness and her informative articles on metaphysics. She removes blocks, talks to the other side, performs regressions, clears ghosts from haunted spaces, and guides you with your finances, love life, relationships, family sharing, and guiding your children, empowering you to move forward and create a life of balance, success, and pleasure. Visit www.new-visions.com to see what you can find out.
You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night, just in case you feel you want to hold her. You'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
I caught them all, Mark. My net is full of stars. How about yours?
You did well today with the music. That's great.
Talk about divine timing and astrology. Everybody says to every time there's a season and a reason. Don't you think that has everything to do with astrology?
It does. You know, I've been doing astrology since I started in the early 70s. I'm dating myself, but been doing it professionally for 30 years now. And I'll tell you, it still amazes me to this day to watch how nice and neat things fall into place when you get out of the way and just watch and be in harmony with the universe. And for me, astrology is a wonderful tool to help me not make myself crazy or go into anxiety when the world isn't going according to Mark's little plan. And
yes,
it helps
we all want
surrender.
It now. We all don't understand about waiting, and then it'll come, and even better than we dreamed.
Absolutely. You know, I used to think, oh, that's metaphysical woo-woo, but having watched it for so many years, this stuff's really true. It's not woo-woo. And it just, the beauty of astrology for me is I can step outside of myself and go, oh, this is going on, and perhaps this is what it's trying to teach me or the issue it's trying to help me to overcome, so that I can get out of my way and the universe can help me instead of me, you know, fighting upstream.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I know that I tell people, well, when am I going to move this one lady I really was working with this spring, and she wanted this new house, and I said, it's not timing yet, and I told her to keep visualizing, and I even had her go park in the driveway of the house she wanted to move into, and it happened within 2 months, but it just, you know, wasn't quite fast enough for her, but it did happen, and she got that property within 2 months, and it was a slight miracle. It really was. Tell us about your relocation expertise, because this is fascinating to me.
Well, there's a form of astrology generically called relocation astrology, and many people are familiar with the term astrocartography, or I call it earth lines in the way that I do it. But it's all basically, we take your birth data and we cast a chart, and from that chart we're able to tell zones that are really good for people in terms of their career, or maybe other zones are better for their love life. And by casting these maps in one of these consultations, it can really, even if a person never wants to leave home, they can take advantage of these lines. I'll give you an example. I'm sitting here in Portland, Oregon, talking to you, and I have a line of publishing and being seen in public down the East Coast. So here I am sitting in Portland talking to you on the East Coast to activate my be seen in the world line.
Right,
so
right.
Some people
plus
move.
Plus you have a blurb on my book, so now you're published, Mark.
Now I'm published, yes, there too. And for one of your sponsors, Wisdom Magazine, used to be out in the Seattle marketplace.
Right.
I would write my articles and send them to Wisdom, and then they were in New Hampshire, and then they would publish them out here. So there are ways that you can use these power lines without ever even having to leave home.
And you told me my best place was Sydney, Australia, and you know, I met some people that might be moving there, and I'm going to go visit them. I want to see what Sydney, Australia feels like.
Absolutely. I've got a bunch of lines in Mongolia, and of all the places in the world, who would want to go to Mongolia? But
Outer
I thought, oh,
Mongolia.
I need to go
my
check
goodness.
Out, go find Shambhala, you know?
Well, you could also go there and meditate. I know you like to do that stuff.
I do
but
indeed.
But next year, are we going to Greece? Tell us about Greece.
Yes. Yes, well, you know, a couple of years ago I took a group of people to Egypt.
Yes.
And next year we're going to go to Greece because Chiron, who was a very famous centaur, we call him the wounded healer, was Greek, and he his asteroid or planetoid, whatever we're going to call Chiron in the sky, is moving into Pisces, the sign of psychics. And then Neptune, the planet of spirituality, is also moving into Pisces next spring. And, of course, the Greek word for Neptune would be Poseidon. And so why not go sit down at Poseidon's temple and watch the sunset over the Mediterranean and meditate on these energies coming in? Or to
now,
go to
Mark,
the...
astrologically speaking, with my sun in Pisces and my moon in Pisces, you know I have to go.
Absolutely. It's, it's a great Pisces place to go. Of course, I'm a Libra, and the country of Greece has their moon in Libra. So that's in harmony with me personally going there. And
that's
tapping
wonderful.
Into all these sacred old energies.
I'm thrilled about it. Now, how can they get this information?
Well, right now it would be best for them to go to www.astromark.us. I am still working on the pricing because the hotels have not released their 2011 pricing yet. So we're kind of on a little bit of a hold to be able to tell people what it's going to cost.
I'm going to do, Mark, is I'm going to link my site to your site for the Greece trip when you do get the information. So people can check www.new-visions.com, and I'll link you right over to Mark, and you can read all about it. How does that sound?
It's great, and there is information up there now. It's just the all-famous question, what's it going to cost, is not dealt with yet.
Well, I want you to come back on the 21st or thereabouts of December, and I'm hoping that you can make it. Actually, it would be December 19th. If you can do that, that would be terrific, and we can talk about it, and maybe we'll have our plans firmed up by that time.
Absolutely, and we'll be in Mercury retrograde for Christmas, so we'll make sure that all the technical stuff is taken care of well in advance.
We'll try, or we'll be late, and we'll even be better.
Sounds
it's
good.
It's time for us now to go into the meditation. Mark, it's been wonderful having you on, as always.
Thank you.
And we're going to have our meditation, and I'll see you next week. And we're going to come on the 1st of October, and we're going to talk about the other side and ghosts and goblins. See you then.
And now I want you to think about opening up to your truth. Sit in a chair with both feet flat on the floor. And remember that truth is what stands the test of experience. A man should look for what is and not for what he thinks it should be. Albert Einstein. Without the core of truth, there can be no real justice, equality, success, progress, intelligence, security, peace, love, spirituality, or even our survival. Without the truth, mankind is lost and is headed for certain disaster in the near future. How can one open up and release their pain and move forward into the light of peace and happiness? Truth has a common denominator. Be assured, truth is the only thing that can unite all human beings. It is what we all have in common, and that will never change. There is only one sky for all of us. Everyone eats and breathes, is born, has their transitions in life, passes away, and dies. The ultimate truth is universal truth. It is the same for everyone, everywhere. It is part of how we create the oneness. It has always been there, and it always will be. We can now begin to see this big picture of life, the life of living in oneness and living in truth. Only truth can stop the wars, crime, hate, and vengeance to make the world a paradise that it can be. 2 + 2 = 4 does not equal anything else. The truth is, there is only one truth. Believing that 2 + 2 could equal 5 or maybe 6 doesn't make it true. There are an infinite amount of wrong answers, but there is only one true answer. Many of us have been bending the truth for some time. A child takes a test in school and fails. He goes over the answers with the teachers afterward, and she shows him the correct answers. And the response is, "I know that. I was going to write that." We need to learn to use our ability to reason, deductive logic, and unearth evidence to know and understand things that the first evidence may not reveal. We have progressed enough to know and understand the fundamental truth of life. We continue on a different form than in our Earth body. There are other galaxies, there are other planets with life, such as ours, other universal beings. And once we see the proof of this, it will transform our world and make us understand the power of oneness even more. A newly learned truth passes through 3 stages. First, it's ridiculed. Second, it is violently opposed. Third, it is accepted as being self-evident. It is not what you hear or what you look at that matters. It's what you see, how you interpret that, and how you take it inside. In that response lies the power of grace. Remember Melanie in Gone with the Wind? She truly chose to see only the good in others, and her love was rare. When you see life clearly and truly, it feels good. It is what people call a peak moment or a moment of clarity. These peak moments in your life feel good because you get a larger percentage of what each moment in life actually contains. You are filled with life, joy, and love. Your mind and thoughts are the gatekeeper of life. Sometimes universal truth flickers in, but most of the time, it does not. The new fifth dimension energies are removing the blocks to set up new thinking patterns, new responses, and bring forth a new environment for the human race. Your mind blocks most of life that's coming to you. Without the mind blocking this life, you can receive all of life, true life, and reflect it all back out. Seeing the Great Sphinx in Egypt or the Eiffel Tower for the first time is a peak moment for more people, or a delightful mountain range in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. Why does this make you feel so alive? Nothing really happens to you. Why doesn't it feel as good as the second time you see it? You are seeing the same thing. The reason is your mind has already opened up to that something special. The truth is, every moment of life is special, and you can be completely open to life most of the time. You have to see life to know the truth inside.
Now let's do a meditation. Gently allow yourself to open to your inner being, that vital part of you. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Feel a bright light coming down and penetrating your body through the crown chakra. Feel your inner being with this white light. Allow this light to energize your being on all levels. Take a deep breath. Now, ask your blessed higher self, your invisible spiritual messenger, what is my truth? What is left out of my life at this time? What is my desire and how can I fulfill it? Spirit, lead me forward to truth. Do I need to lose weight? Open the energies to actualize that. Do I need to stop smoking? Open the energies to actualize that. Do I need to earn more money? Open the energies to actualize that. Do I feel beautiful and alive? If not, open the energies to actualize that. Do I feel nourished and loved by my family? If not, open the energies to actualize that. Do I feel nourished and loved by my peers? If not, open the energies to actualize that. Spirit, what is my life direction at this time? What can I do to be more loving and supportive to others? Please open me up to my full potential. Show me the way. I lean on your inner revelations, Spirit. As I take the time to dwell in your presence, I learn, accept, and walk your truth, my truth, and life opens up all the doors that have been closed to me. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you.